Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Hello there, and welcome to the podcast today. Very excited to speak with you about mindset. My goal is to help people become conscious of their mindset or their frame of mind. What is mindset? You might be wondering why I'm talking about this today. The way we think, our values, our personality, the beliefs we hold that we don't really take out and examine all the time. Things we don't consciously think about that we take for granted. Basically, all the things that control thoughts we have, feelings we feel, decisions we make that are kind of assumed in our mind. This is our mindset. So it's a lot about the way the world works, what we believe about the way the world works, how people work, and our understanding of our life, our universe, and everything that's interacting in it. People have a lot of different kinds of mindsets. You might have heard about a growth mindset and a fixed mindset. Over the last couple of years, I've heard a lot about an outward mindset and an inward mindset. Carol Dweck is the Stanford researcher and brilliant mind who came up with the growth and fixed mindset understanding. And also Terry Warner and the folks at the Arbinger Institute are the people who came up with the outward and inward mindset. You hear a lot of the idea of being in the box. That's where that comes from. There are many other kinds of mindsets we can have. So today we're going to talk about mindset, what it is, how to explore it, dive in a little bit and bring it out to the daylight and examine it, and why you would want to. Why would you care about changing your mindset? To start everything off today, I'm going to talk about my own story just briefly. Many of you know that I lost 95 pounds about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Maybe less. And the exact date is not really in my mind, but I've been very successful at maintaining that weight loss. Although I have regained a little bit here and there, 10 or 20 pounds, I re-lost it as well. And I'm just playing at the bottom of that scale instead of regaining all of that weight. And many people have asked me, how do you do that? How do you lose weight and keep it off? I have wondered the same thing. I've explored this idea quite a bit. And I also was speaking with a colleague the other day who was talking about being sober for 20 years and sharing that with me and just kind of discussing it. I thought about what made you choose to stop drinking, become sober, and actually maintain that clean for 20 years and counting. What does it take? We all see these stories out there where somebody makes a major change and never looks back. And maybe we want to make a major change. Maybe we want to be happier. Maybe we want to lose weight. Maybe we want to totally treat money differently or people. Maybe we want to start doing different things in life and just moving in a new direction and we don't even know how to do it. Our mindset is a really good place to start. And as I talk about my own story and share my weight loss with people over time, I've really had a lot of, I don't know if it's impressed looks or skeptical looks, but a lot of folks say, I can't even imagine what you might look like before. What was that about? And I'll bring out a before and after picture and say, well, this is the me that used to be a lot heavier and weighed more. And here's the me now. You see me. So we'll talk about that a little bit. But in my thinking about this, I've done a lot of reflecting and thinking and reading and learning about other people. And I really come to terms with the idea that the reason people are able to make changes that last is that it's not a behavior change. It's not a habit change. It's not a small thing. It's a complete mindset change. And it's not just about that thing. I've heard a lot of people say they lost weight and kept it off because they changed their relationship with food. I will agree that I do see food and eating and desserts and things like that very differently now than I used to in the past, but that's not what helped me lose weight and keep it off. It's that I saw myself differently. I did all kinds of thought work, processing these ideas throughout the period of my weight loss and afterwards, where I was taking my ideas out and examining them. Why do I think this? I'm not only a person in a family relationship. I exist beyond that. I'm not only a person at work. I exist beyond that. I have this whole identity that might include all of those wonderful things and people and experiences and relationships, but those don't define me. For much of our lives, I think we let those things define us, and that ends up determining what we do. For example, when I used to let my relationships define me, anytime I might visit my mother's house and we were all having dessert, I would definitely have a massive dessert and seconds. In fact, any gathering I would be at, even with strangers, if everyone was eating, I would definitely eat and I would try to fit in and just eat what was being eaten and behave like I thought I should behave in the group. And a lot of times in life, I think we might show up that way where we just fit into the culture we're in or the relationships or the groups that we're in. And we kind of behave like the group and we do the thing that everybody's doing. So losing weight and keeping it off has to do with actually giving myself permission to be unique and distinct and an individual and make decisions and not own what other people will feel about those decisions. So I can actually succeed at that. I would suppose that my colleague who shared his sobriety with me recently probably had that similar experience. He started to see that his world could be different and then was able to step into that and also see himself as different, able to define his direction, move forward. So has there been a change in your life where you have become different? If you were to look back over the last 10 or 20 years, would you say that you're exactly the same now? Or are there ways in which you are different both inside and outside? And how much of that was just the passage of time and chance and whatever unfolded, and how much of it was purposeful? As we look forward to the next 10 or 20 years, being able to make thoughtful and purposeful changes regardless of what happens outside of us is one of those things that will bring fulfillment, joy, happiness, satisfaction with life, contentment, ultimately peace with ourselves and with our universe and the things going on. So I highly recommend investigating your mindset and exploring that. So that's my story and why I think a lot about mindset and why I want to share it with you. Mindset change is not just a new way of seeing things. It's like taking your brain into a new dimension. It's like thinking differently. It's an entirely new reality. You can liken it to the awareness people had when they thought the Earth was the center of the universe, and at some point in history, it was discovered that the sun was actually the center of the universe. That must have been just mind-boggling for people who believed the Earth was the center of the universe. It's a lot like thinking that the world is flat and then discovering it's round or something like that and actually understanding that differently. Thinking differently, seeing it differently, but also understanding in a totally new way. As we're thinking about mindset and we're bringing out into conscious awareness what normally stays hidden and assumed in our minds, this awareness is absolutely priceless. This is something that is an amazing gift for each of us that gives us power to find meaning and make something out of our lives that would be even better than what might unfold otherwise. From here, examining our mindsets, we can be happy because we're free to become the best version of ourselves, and we can examine all the things we interact with and think about and do and are, and we can live in a system but not have to be slaves to it because we're seeing it from the outside objectively. Life is not about where we want to be. A nice job, more money, a happy marriage, successful children, our own success. These are great things to want. And I'm not trying to tell you that you shouldn't want them. I think they're great goals, great things to aim for. It's okay to want these and even work toward having them. We spend much of our time as children thinking about these things and dreaming about them. And as adults, we might also think about them and dream about them and work towards them. But what if we make life all about having a nice, happy marriage? And what if we never get married? We never find someone we want to marry? We don't go down that path. Does that mean life is meaningless? Hardly. There is so much value in ourselves, in our lives, in our contribution, in what we experience, in who we are. Or what about the person who places all of their value on a successful job and money, saving for retirement? I knew some folks back in 2009 who I respected greatly that were in the real estate business. They had all of their money tied up in current developments and in their retirement fund. And when the recession hit in 2009, they literally lost it all. They lost all of their projects currently in the works. They lost their retirement money, and their house was about to be repossessed. It was devastating to them. And they were older than their 60s. They were beyond the years of starting, in their minds, of starting fresh. They were not sure what to do, and they were very paralyzed by that experience and their perception of where they should be. What would you say to a person in that circumstance? Have you ever been in that circumstance? I know I have. I have been in the circumstance many times where there wasn't good income coming in, or there were really dire circumstances financially, a shortage of resources. Those are not things I place my faith in. Those are things I'd love to have and definitely are necessary for life. And they can make life pretty great when you can afford the things you want to do and pay for food, especially, and your dwelling and all of that. But aiming for where you want to be is kind of a moving target because there are a lot of circumstances beyond our control. So mindset in thinking that the way life works is you grow up, you gain experience, you get successful, you get married, have children, have money. If that is your mindset, it could be a little bit on the limited side. And at times you might feel real dissatisfaction with life and be very depressed and unhappy if you're not in those areas. So changing our focus from where we want to be to who we want to become, I propose this will lead to a much more fulfilling life. So this is a lot like the idea of being happy where you are or being happy in any circumstance. Mindset is your absolute greatest tool. When we want to become who we want to be instead of what we want or where we want to be, when this is our focus, we can actually find happiness, fulfillment, and growth no matter what life circumstances we have. There's a model I've seen a lot of folks use. A lot of life coaches talk about this. And it is the reversal of the idea that you're going to have something which is going to give you the feelings you want, and then you're going to be able to do whatever you want. So when you when we're in a place of thinking that external things provide our happiness, like where we want to be, the job, the money, the marriage, the children, the success, whatever that is, when we're in that place of having a mindset around external control of our happiness, we believe that we won't be happy until we have those things or until we are where we think we should be. And the perception we might have in that mindset is that once we have it all or have whatever we're aiming for, then we're going to be able to feel and do the things ultimately we want to do. Then we might take vacations. Then we might feel happy. Then we might feel satisfied. Then we might lose weight. Then we might be our best self. Then we'll have it all. That idea of external control is always a moving target because all the circumstances beyond our control change. And over time, that success might never happen. Those things we're looking for, they aren't within our realm of control a lot of times. So the idea of changing mindset would be to say, what if the real truth about this life experience is that first you got to be and feel who you want to be. And once you are and are feeling as that successful, happy person, then you're going to be able to do the things that you want to do. My sister told me before I ever started losing weight, you better like yourself now before you ever lose weight. Because if you don't like yourself now, you're not going to like yourself once you've lost the weight. She was absolutely right. And I can tell you from losing a lot of weight and maintaining this, weight loss doesn't bring happiness. Weight loss doesn't make you feel better about yourself. In fact, there are a lot of things about major weight loss that change the way you experience other people and your life and the way you interact with a lot of things. And that actually can bring unhappiness to some degree if you're looking for things outside yourself to bring happiness. In order to make the lasting change and sustain it, you must first feel and be the person you want to be, or at least be on that journey and working towards it. Once you can do those things, then you can do and you can have what you want to have. That kind of internal drive and control, it can help you be actually successful with whatever you're going to do. Let's be the best version of ourselves. Let's take a step towards feeling and being how we want to be without anything outside of us changing and without the people in our lives changing at all. Does it mean we're wasting our time to try to go where we want to go in life? No. That is definitely a worthy pursuit, and we do want to have the good things happen, and that effort is worthwhile. But thinking about character traits we want to develop can actually help us find that happiness, fulfillment, and growth no matter what life brings. And when we have challenges, we can actually decide what we want to do instead of letting a challenge hit us. There's a story that Carol Dweck tells in her book called Mindset that is actually quite wonderful. And I forget the name of the football player, but during a game on television, everybody around the United States is watching this, perhaps even beyond the United States. This football player grabs the ball and he runs and the fans are cheering and he makes a touchdown. And on national television, it's for the wrong team. He just scored a touchdown for the wrong team. So he goes and he sits and he reflects and he's actually thinking, this is the most embarrassing failure I've ever had in my life. How can I even recover from this? And he could have let this moment define him. He could have quit. He could have hidden. You know, let's not let anybody see me on TV again, especially doing something crazy stupid like that. But he didn't. The great thing was he decided, well, I guess I can't go any further down than that, so I'll go ahead and change it. And he came back after halftime and played the best game of his life. He actually helped his team win the game. And he went around and did some motivational public speaking because that kind of a recovery from failure is not something we often hear about. Why is that? Mindset is about thinking our way through some situation and also seeing it differently, but understanding it differently, changing the way we understand. We can look at our lives and we can actually change things that for a long time we have assumed were just understood. That relationship we have with someone that's rough, that we're not happy about, we can change that. That habit or behavior that we keep doing because we just resort to that, we don't want to be that person anymore. We can change that permanently by understanding ourselves differently. So there are a lot of tools and things out there that we can do. And in a separate podcast, I'll talk about that a little bit, about how to start opening up mindset and doing a little bit of mindset work. But today I just wanted to share with you my thinking about mindset. What is it? The way we see the world, the way we understand things, the way we think. And why is it so important to have a mindset change? Mindset is your greatest tool. It is the key to transforming your life, your world, the way you understand it, and bringing to your life so much more fulfillment, growth, happiness, and joy. Things can change. You can be happier. Well, that's it for today. Have a great rest of your day, and let's go out and be the best version of ourselves.
This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.